Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
We are in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. So don't wait. Go to americaawakened.us. and join the early access list today. The next chapter has already begun. What if I told you that Donald Trump's stunning 12-day ceasefire between Israel and Iran, the deal that has Nobel Peace Prize trending across social media, isn't just reshaping Middle East geopolitics, but is literally tearing apart the Democrat Party here at home? What we're witnessing is not just foreign policy success, it's the complete political annihilation of a party that bet everything on Trump failing and now finds itself experiencing its own catastrophic collapse. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of it all. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Just 90 days into his second term, Donald Trump accomplished what foreign policy experts deemed impossible, brokering a ceasefire between Israel and Iran after the most intense conflict in decades. The 12-day war, as Trump officially dubbed it, began with coordinated U.S.-Israeli strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities at Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan, strikes that fundamentally crippled Iran's nuclear program. Now, when Iran retaliated by launching missiles at the U.S. Air Force base in Qatar, most observers predicted an escalating regional catastrophe. However, Trump brilliantly leveraged America's demonstrated military superiority to bring both sides to the negotiating table, announcing yesterday on Truth Social, "Congratulations to everyone. It has been fully agreed by and between Israel and Iran that there will be a complete and total ceasefire." Now, of course, as we know today, that ceasefire is tenuous for sure. But the very fact that just hours after the United States bombing raid over the weekend that purportedly destroyed Iran's nuclear capabilities, the very fact that that would result in at least a semblance of ceasefire rather than escalation is strategic brilliance at its most undeniable. This is the Trump doctrine in a nutshell. It's the stick and the carrot. He uses the stick as a goad to prod the otherwise reluctant nation into accepting a very generous carrot. So Trump is not interested in regime change. He's not interested in nation building or prolonged wars. He uses the overwhelming power and might of the United States military to goad the other side into submitting to very generous and lucrative terms that promise long-lasting peace. The carrot and stick approach promises to keep America out of prolonged wars involving troops and tanks. This is the Trump doctrine. But here is where the story takes its most fascinating turn. While the world celebrated potential peace, the Democrat Party imploded in real time, revealing the intellectual and moral bankruptcy that has driven their approval ratings to historic lows.
We will stand bravely, dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
Wow, it is such an exciting time to be alive. As we speak, America is regaining its rightful place as the greatest, most powerful, and prosperous nation on earth. We have so much to celebrate already. Safer borders, the dismantling of DEI, permission to drill, baby, drill, and trillions of dollars in new investments released into the economy. We stand on the precipice of what would be known as the most prosperous time in American history. The only question is, will you be an active participant in the golden age, or are you going to be sitting passively by on the sidelines watching everyone else build unprecedented wealth? Well, if you want to be part of the former, then I urge you to join me and my good friend Mark Wilburn at the Golden Age Summit on Thursday, June 26th at 4 p.m. Eastern. Mark is a stock market expert whose recent recommendations have led to returns of over 200%. He's an amazing teacher and has a knack for demystifying the market so that everyday Americans could participate in this golden age we're now in. But don't wait. Seating registration is limited. So click on that link below right now. Register today, and I'll see you for an event that promises to change your life. It all started with the ultra-repulsive Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's immediate response to Trump's successful diplomacy calling for his impeachment, claiming that President Trump's, quote, disastrous decision to bomb Iran without authorization is a grave violation of the Constitution and congressional war powers. Now, she was obviously oblivious to the irony of calling what ended up being a successful peace negotiation disastrous. And then even more damaging for Democrats was Senator John Fetterman's public demolition of AOC, calling her impeachment demand absurd and political theater at its most cringe. Note, this was not just policy disagreement between two Democrats. It was a sitting Democrat senator publicly humiliating the progressive wing's leading voice, exposing the party's fundamental dysfunction. And now the polling data is revealing a party experiencing complete systemic collapse. The latest Quinnipiac University poll shows Democrats in Congress with just 21% approval, matching an all-time low since Quinnipiac University first asked this question of registered voters back in March of 2009. Even more devastating, 53% of Democrats themselves disapprove of their own party's congressional performance. The Iran ceasefire merely accelerated an already catastrophic trend. CNN polling shows the Democrat Party's favorable ratings at a record low of 29%, down 20 points from January of 2021. NBC found even worse, 27%, the party's lowest rating in NBC News polling dating back to 1990. Rasmussen went further, showing Democratic approval plunging to just 26%. Now, part of the incoherence here for the Democrats is that while the majority of their own party wants them fighting Trump, wants them effectively resisting Trump, the vast majority of voters as an aggregate, so Republicans, independents, moderate centrist Democrats, or what's left of them, they want the Democrats, overwhelmingly, they want the Democrats working constructively with Trump. After all, that's why they all got voted in, right? They were all elected to work together constructively for the betterment of the country and our lives. And yet, precisely because the party is finding itself in this existential crisis, this political decline, it's deferring to its most radical wing. That's what happens when parties are in a decline. they end up deferring to the wing of the party that's their diehards, their most rabid, radical, faithful cohorts, as it were. Consider, for example, the political mathematics here. So for while Fetterman and others like other Democrats, like Representative Josh Gottheimer, they broke ranks and supported Trump's decisive action against Iran over the weekend, they found themselves immediately ostracized, isolated within their own party. Their praise for Trump made them pariahs among progressive activists who demand ideological purity and loyalty over practical results. And so what we're seeing here is yet the latest, you know, contemporary example of a historical pattern that's played out recursively throughout history. When political movements become so ideologically rigid that they can't recognize success, even when it serves national interests, they begin the inevitable descent into political decline. We saw that with the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union valued that at its height, Brezhnev era, it valued ideological conformity over competence, and that was the beginning of its inevitable decline. We're seeing the same thing here. The Democrats' response to Trump's Iran ceasefire mirrors the behavior of failing political establishments throughout history. So they would rather see, in the end, they would rather see America fail than admit that their opponent, in this case, Trump, succeeded. And it's damaging their brand beyond repair. Now, for patriots, for MAGA loyalists, for those who love faith, family, and freedom, this moment represents, frankly, unprecedented opportunity. Trump's Iran success demonstrates that principled leadership backed by strength can achieve what the foreign policy establishment deemed impossible. More importantly, it reveals the Democrat Party as fundamentally unserious about governing, with Democrats at just 21% congressional approval and even the vast majority of their own voters, in effect, abandoning them. With that in place, with those dynamics behind us, the 2026 midterms could deliver historic gains for Republicans. When even Democratic strongholds show erosion with approval at just around 31% for Democrats in urban areas, the traditional electoral map becomes quite fluid in that context. Trump's foreign and domestic policy successes, combined with Democratic dysfunction, creates space for a lasting political realignment. Americans want leaders who can deliver results, not ideological purity tests. The Iran ceasefire proved that Trump's transactional approach to international relations produces tangible benefits for American security and global stability. And so as Nobel Peace Prize continues trending on social media in response to Trump's diplomatic achievement, we are witnessing more than just a foreign policy success. We're observing the final collapse of a Democrat Party that chose partisan opposition over national interests, ideological rigidity over practical governance. The Iran ceasefire didn't just bring peace to the Middle East, it brought political clarity to America. When voters see Trump delivering results while Democrats call for freaking impeachment, the choice becomes crystal clear. This isn't just about one ceasefire. It's about competence versus chaos, results versus resistance, and ultimately about a political party that chose to make itself irrelevant in the face of American success. For conservatives, the message is clear. Peace through strength works, and Americans are taking notice. The future has never looked brighter.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your cachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of cachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com and use code NEWS.